The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, said the angel to Joseph in a dream. Now, you might have heard it said that Saint Joseph felt betrayed by the Blessed Mother. They were legally married, although they had not yet begun to live together, when suddenly Joseph discovered that she was with child, and the only thing Joseph knew for absolute certain that it was not by him. And so, being a righteous man, he just decided to let her go quietly. Joseph felt betrayed. You might have heard that said before, but have you ever heard this said before? That deep within our tradition, there's another story, and it goes like this. Not that Joseph felt betrayed by the Blessed Virgin Mary, but rather, Joseph had some insight into the miraculous nature of this conception, and he was scared to death to get involved. Joseph knew that the powerful hand of God was at work, and he was awestruck, overcome with a reverential fear. And he said to himself, "I am not qualified for this." And he decided to let her go quietly, and that's when the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Now notice, when the angel appears to Joseph in a dream, the angel does not say, "Joseph, Joseph, don't worry, Mary didn't betray you." The angel says, "Joseph, Joseph, don't be afraid." Now, there's lots of things you could talk about on the Feast of St. Joseph. I've always said this before. Joseph is not just one more saint. He has a unique role in the life of our church. What Joseph was to Jesus in time, Joseph is to the church until the end of time, a guardian and a protector. You can talk about St. Joseph as being a model of faith. You can talk about Joseph as a model of obedience, as a model of humility. One of my favorite things to talk about with St. Joseph is the title, and maybe you've never heard this before, the Savior of the Savior. The greatest gift that anyone can give to anyone else is to give them life. The second greatest gift that anyone can give to another is to save their life. Blessed Virgin Mary gave life to Jesus, but it was Joseph who saved his life. Patriarchs and prophets, martyrs and confessors, stand aside. There's only one Savior of the Savior. Lots you can talk about on the Feast of St. Joseph, but today let's just talk about this. What do you do when God has called you to a task for which you feel absolutely unqualified? Now, Paul says to the Corinthians, God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tried beyond your strength. Now, most people hear that, and maybe you've heard this said before. They say, "Well, I know somewhere in the Bible it says God won't give you more than you can handle." Have you heard that before? It's nowhere in the Bible. Not only will God give you more than you can handle, God will give you more than you can handle on a daily basis. What the scripture says, rather, is not that God will not give you more that you can handle. It says he will not allow you to be tried beyond your strength, which means that if he gives you a task for which you do not feel yourself qualified, he himself will provide the strength. Now, sometimes that strength is in the form of grace. I'd love to hear the stories of the martyrs, because here's one thing that, and keep this in mind when you hear stories of the martyrs. When it comes time for the hour of their martyrdom, that very thing that you think is the most frightful thing in the entire world, when the martyr has to actually face it for them, it's as though it's easy. They're swimming in God's grace with strength that is not their own. Sometimes the strength that God sends you is through the help of other people. But God will not allow you to be tried beyond your strength. And if there's something that is beyond your strength, you can take this one to the bank. He himself will provide you with the strength that you need to carry out the task that's been given to you, even if it's beyond your capacity. Joseph was given a task for which he was manifestly unqualified, to be head of the Holy Family. You know, when the people under your roof are the incarnate Word of God and the Immaculate Conception, there's one thing you can be absolutely certain of when you're drinking your morning coffee, and that is that you're the least qualified person under this roof to be in charge, and yet that's what God did. And how mysterious was the life in which Joseph was called to lead, how often his faith was tried seemingly beyond his own strength. I was talking with a woman not long ago. She was very worried that her husband was going to lose his job, and how was she going to pay the bills, and how was she going to put food on the table, and how are they going to keep a roof over their heads? And we ended up talking about St. Joseph and how many times St. Joseph was tried. How, when it came time for the child Jesus to be born, that was the exact moment in God's mysterious providence in which the empire called for a census, and he had to have Mary laid in her pregnancy, jostled on the back of a donkey across 90 miles in the high Judean plains in the dead of winter to Bethlehem, where, of course, there was nowhere for the child to be born. And what was God thinking? And then, of course, the moment the child is born, what happens? The only authority in the land, King Herod, has targeted that child specifically for execution. Kill all the young children in the vicinity of Jerusalem under the age of 2 if only you can kill the Christ child. And those are the only ones that we know about. Imagine how many times Joseph's faith was tested that we don't know about. It's no wonder Joseph died young. Now, God's going to bring you to days, if he hasn't done this already. God is going to bring you to days in which your faith is going to be so tested that the only thing you're going to be certain of is the next step right in front of you. When that happens, please remember this. It's God's job to know the way you are to walk. It's your job to walk that path in faith. He always provides. You know what else God loves to do? He loves to call people to tasks for which they are not qualified. That way it's manifestly evident that when they succeed beyond everyone's wildest imaginings, that it was not their own skill and ability that was to gain the credit, but rather God and his providence, because he always provides what we need to carry out the task that he's called us to do. And today, he's providing us with a reminder of the powerful help of St. Joseph's prayers. I love what St. Teresa of Avila once said about St. Joseph. She said, "I dare you to put St. Joseph to the test. I dare you to discover for yourself that he is the most powerful intercessor in heaven next to the Blessed Mother herself." So in all the trials of life, let's not forget to call on the powerful help of St. Joseph as we say, "St. Joseph, guardian of the Redeemer, pray for us."